This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to Radio Tyneside, hospital and community radio on 93.6 FM, Ospedia Channel 1 and online.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Hello there and welcome all of you, wherever you are and whatever circumstances you find yourselves in today. I do hope that 2022 has begun well for you. Our theme today is the baptism of Jesus. I wonder what kind of Christmas holiday you had. One full of beauty and majesty, mystery and joy, or one of disappointments, despair and shattered dreams? I remember so very well our disastrous Christmas of 2016, when my family all got together down south at my daughter's house. And the virus, Novavirus, went on the rampage and worked its way through every member of our family bar one. There were 14 of us there, a period of 9 days, and we were too ill to come home. It was horrendous. In the midst of it all, I remember thinking, Christmas is not supposed to be like this. Right now, we find ourselves living in such unprecedented times. And for so many across the world has become so unpredictable and rather scary. So how do we move on? Most of us try to put a brave face on, keep smiling, hoping and praying for normality once more. We reason that as long as we have life and we have others that we love around us, then that's something to celebrate and be thankful for. But you know, it's better still to have a rock on which to stand, as tempestuous water swirls around us and threatens to overwhelm us. It says in Psalm 40, God lifted me up from a pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire, and he set my feet on a rock and made my footsteps firm. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. This next song is a new one to me. I hadn't heard it before. And it says more about a hope such as this. It's called Living Hope by Brian Johnson.
How great the chasm that lay between us. How high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my
Christmas period, I spoke about a king who came into the world as a baby to save and redeem it, and how so very many Old Testament prophecies seem to point to Jesus being that king. In our readings today, we'll be hearing how Jesus actually began his ministry as our Saviour and Redeemer when he came to be baptised in the River Jordan. Here's one of my favourites, Alison Krauss singing Down to the River to Pray.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, come on down, don't you wanna go down? Come on, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way.
That song featured in the film O Brother, Where Art Thou? In it, there's a scene where people are drawn like magnets to a river, where a pastor is baptizing whoever enters. And one of three escaped convicts, desperate for forgiveness, races them there and jumps the queue for his blessing and cleansing. And he comes out from the water telling his friends that his sins had been washed away, even the sin of knocking down someone once. When his friends reminded him that he denied doing that, he replies, "Well, I was lying. But the preacher says that even that sin's been washed away too. Neither God nor man has anything on me now. Come on in, boys, the water is beautiful." What a classic line that was, full of humour. But you know, if I'd lived at the time of John the Baptist, I know I would have been drawn to that river where he preached too. I would have wanted to go down into that river with the crowd to be washed clean of all my wrongdoing, and to come out clean and free, longing for a sense of hope and purpose for my life. Our next song, The River by Brian Dirksen, reflects that same longing and desire to meet with Jesus there. It says, "I am ready to surrender every care. Take my hand now, lead me closer. Lord, I need to meet you there."
To the river I am going, bringing sins I cannot bear. Come and cleanse me, come forgive me. Lord, I need to meet you there. Waters waters, healing mercy flows with freedom from despair. I am going to that river, Lord, I need to meet you there. Precious Jesus, I am ready to surrender every care. Take my hand now, lead me closer, Lord, I need to meet you there.
Still today, countless number of people seek baptism. Not all that long ago, I attended the baptism of a number of people who'd fled their own country. They'd become Christians and would have been arrested, perhaps killed, had they remained there. What they desired more than anything else was to be baptized, and their baptism in the cold waters of the North Sea was so very moving. To be there and see them emerging from full immersion with pure joy on their faces was emotional, to say the least. We've lost the full impact of the joy of adult baptism in our churches today because of the church's practice of baptizing babies. But that's not to say it's wrong to do this, for in the New Testament a jailer and his whole family are baptized, so presumably children were amongst them. But it's done in the hope that children will be brought up in the faith. Sadly, many parents want only the ceremony and the celebration of life, and not the faith practice and commitment that ought to follow. Baptism is about identifying ourselves with Jesus Christ and putting into practice all that he taught and being filled with his Spirit so he is able to live through us to continue his work in the world. Let's listen to a second song by Brian Dirksen. This one's called Purify My Heart.
Purify my heart. Let me be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart. Let me be as gold, pure gold. Refiner's fire, my heart's one is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my Master. Ready to do your will. Purify my heart, cleanse me from within. Cleanse me from my sin, deep within. Refiner's fire, my heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you.
baptism is also about belonging, about being in fellowship with others, and it's about service. When my son first qualified as a firefighter, he was eager to hear the alarm go off so he could leap into action. And when he did hear it, he flung himself down the pole, only to be soaked with many buckets of water thrown at him by the crew waiting below. It was his initiation into service. He didn't mind because now he had become one of them. He belonged and would serve alongside others. If he had just remained upstairs, refusing to come down the pole, he couldn't really have called himself a true firefighter, could he? So we have to surrender. And here's a song which meant a lot to me in the 70s called Surrendering by Sheila Walsh.
If I could make you believe in someone I have found to be so true,
listen to our reading from St. Luke's Gospel today, we might well ask if, as we believe, Jesus was without sin and was the true sacrifice that would take away our sin, then why did he choose to be baptized by John in the River Jordan? Let's hear what our reading today has to say from Luke 3. As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. Bob and Debbie Gass, writers of The Word for Today, had this to say about the baptism of Jesus. The day when Jesus stepped into the River Jordan, he was stepping into the fullness of God's purpose for his life. Those waters were teeming with the sins of humankind. John had baptized multitudes of converts there, their sins figuratively passing from them into the sea of God's forgetfulness. So Jesus was, in effect, wading into sin, our sin. Let's hear some Eva Cassidy this morning, one of my favourite singers. She sings Wade in the Water.
Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade.
trouble the water. Who's that yonder dressed in red, waiting in the water? Must be the children that Moses led. God's gonna trouble the water. Yonder dressed in white, waiting the water. Must be the children of the Israelite. Oh, God's gonna trouble the water. Waiting the water, waiting the water. Children waiting in the water. God's gonna trouble.
Jesus, having heard about John's ministry, must have known that the time for his ministry to begin had come at last. He arrived at the Jordan, humbling himself, making himself one of us, allowing John to baptize him. And then he heard God's word affirming him and his ministry which lay ahead of him. The voice came from heaven saying, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." So his destiny was now in God, his Father's hands, and the direction of his walk of faith would lie in listening to his Father's instructions and in obeying him. His hour had come. God has a plan for our lives too, and if we feel we are floundering at this present moment in time, then just listen to these special words of encouragement from the prophet Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you." Jesus' future ministry was now to begin. His past life in his hometown of Nazareth would be put behind him. And the same applies to us when we reach out to God in faith and seek new life in him. The final verse of this last hymn reflects this, where it says, "Past put behind us, for the future take us. Lord, for the years receive our prayer today." This is Sheila Hummel and Andrew Ridgwick at Radio Tyneside saying goodbye. Andrew?
Bye, everyone.
Thank you so much, all of you, for joining us both this morning. May the light of the glorious gospel of Christ shine in your hearts today and fill your lives with his joy and peace. And the blessing of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and all those you love now and always. Amen. So here to end our programme is "Lord for the Years," sung by Huddersfield Choral Society. Bye for now.